Okay, all right. If I sound a little more tired than usual, it's because besides preparing shiurim, we've been running around with Pesach shopping suddenly because of the people who panic cause everyone else to panic. Buy all sorts of things for the home. Maven Yovin. Okay. I was running around last night. All right. Just in case if those of you people enjoy these things, those of you haven't heard, or just to mention it, the different remuzim of what's going on. So the latest is that Corona is the gematria of Mashiach. Everyone heard that? Everyone has it? Gematria of Mashiach. I think it's one off, Taka. It's allowed to be one off. A Mashiach with, it's called with Kail. And the other one I originally heard a few weeks ago, you also have maybe the cause of it. The gematria of Corona is Ochal Eiver Menachai. Did you hear that one? I'm talking to the Bachim here in the yeshiva dining room. Ochal Eiver Menachai. The guy, you know, take off in over there in that part of the world, they take off a limb of an animal. Ochal Eiver Menachai. And then there's the Rashi in Parshas Boy by the Karban Pesach, which is in Yonah Deyoyma, by the Karban Pesach, the Torah says, Al toichu mimenu no. You can't eat the meat no. Zokt Rashi, something that's not cooked enough. Sheino tzoli kol, tzoli, it's not roasted cold sarkai, korona. Beloshen Aravi. That's so you have Eiver Menachai, you have eating meat that's not cooked. They say that if you would go to a market, any typical market in China, you'll see exactly what it is, Eiver Menachai, and eating things not cooked all over the place. That's okay. All right, so let's get down to business. We're going to start with Bekias. And Shkoyach, everyone, for joining. Okay. We're up to Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Lamed Hey Amid Beis, a little more than halfway down. Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa. Keitzad Kosvu Yisrael Es HaTorah. Oh, one second. Let me make sure. I'm sorry. Hold on. Make sure it's plugged in to the... My phone doesn't die. Okay, good. Okay. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa. Keitzad Kosvu Yisrael Es HaTorah. How did they write the Torah on the Mizbeach by Har Eivel, we're talking? On the Mizbeach, they carried the Avonim to Har Grizim Var Eivel, set them up as a Mizbeach, and wrote the whole Torah on it. How did they write the Torah? A big machlekes tanoim, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, al gabe Avonim kasvua, right on the stones, straight on the rocks. They wrote the Torah in Shivim Loshen on the rocks. Shenemar, Vikasafta al ha'avanim. That's what it says. You write it on the stones. It's called Divrei HaTorah Zois. V'yachakach sodu oison besid. And then they covered it with plaster. Poured lime over it. Covered the ksav with plaster. So amalei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says to Reb Yehuda, how could this be? L'dvarecha, according to you, heich lamdu umais shal oisa hazman Torah. How could the Goyim have learned the Torah if it was covered with plaster? The understanding is, this writing of the Torah in 70 languages was to give a chance to the Goyim. Kind of like, similar to, by Maimon Har Sinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam went to Kol Umos HaOlam, do you want to accept the Torah? And they said no. And that became a taina against them. This is noch a taina against them. You had it written in your language, on the rocks. It's a tfiya and a taina. That's what it was. It was an asayin. The goyim could have chapped the rein. That's what this is. So, frekt Reb Shimon, how could you say this, Reb Yehuda? That the Torah they wrote on the stones and then covered it with plaster. It's covered with plaster. And then the goyim can't see it. You know, you should know that the Goyis V'Tzionim says the censors did a lot of censorship. They did a lot of work here because of the censorship. The real gear says, "Lidverecha heich lamdu umos ha'olam Torah." Because of the censorship, the goyim would get so angry that there's a taina against them. They changed it to umos shel oisa hazman. Our ancient ancestors, you know, whenever the censorships were, I don't know throughout our history, we had to change it from umos ha'olam. There shouldn't be mashma. There's a constant taina. We're going to see later in the Gemara the einshim they get for this serious einshim. So we couldn't leave it that umos ha'olam suffer because they didn't chaperayim. So they changed it to umos shel oisa zman, and there's a few changes in Rashi too. The ancient goyim at that time. But anyways, amar Reb Shimon lidvarecha. What's the taina against the goyim that they could have learned Torah? How? It's covered with plaster. Amaloi, bina yaseira nosan bem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave a shtickle nace. Hashem gave the goyim at that time a fair chance. It was covered with plaster, but he gave them a certain intelligence to scrape off the plaster, and they'll find the treasure, the Torah underneath. Hashem gave them the bina, v'shigru noitirim shalem, that they should have sent their noitirim. Noitirim are soifrim, Rashi says. But what's interesting is you have this a lot. Noitirim is similar to an English word that would make sense here. You young ones don't know. This comes up to any of your parents from time to time. You need something signed by a... What? A notary.
Notary.
Yeah. Maybe there's another word with that. An official license, notary. Yeah, that sometimes you need things signed by a notary. Anyone could apply to become one. I guess it's like a shtickle maimed, I don't know, that you could sign. An official, you're recognized by the government as a chosim, a notary public. A notary public is called something, a public notary. Anyways, the word here is notarian, to the scribes. Hashem gave them a bina that they should send their scribes, their notaries, v'kilvu asid, and scrape the plaster, v'siyua. And that means to copy the Torah in their language, to copy it for themselves and bring it back to their nation. Valdover ze nischatam gzardinam liber shochas. That's why the censorships. Because they failed to do so, they have a gzardin that was signed. Liber shochas is gehenim. They're going to gehenim. Shoyel lehen lilmeid, the girsa should be lilmeid, v'lei lamda, they could have learned Torah, and they didn't. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. It was written on the stones, covered with plaster, but Hashem gave them the inside info to be able to scrape the plaster and get the Torah if they wanted, and they didn't. Now, Reb Shimon's chaylik. Reb Shimon oymer al gabe sidka svua. No, they first they plastered the rocks with plaster, and then on the plaster they wrote the Torah. Now before we continue, so a couple of things here. So let's see Rashi first. Zakt Rashi, Heich lamdu umos ha'olam ha'atikos, the old ancient. This was added in because of the censorships. The Hagos Tzionim says, the old ancient Goyim, there's no time on the Goyim today. Your ancestors, you know, on Goyim L'shitasim hold their ancestors were monkeys anyways. You know, it doesn't bother, to us, it would be insulting our ancestors, as we had in Saita, right? Genusai Shal Adam is, Arami is Mitchila Oiv De'Avay De'Zara, Yavay Seino, we had a Lovan. We, Goyim, don't care about their ancestors. You know, that's the fame. I'm sure you heard it, but it's kedai to say. There was a famous story, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky on the plane. So there was the other story with Reb Gifter on the plane that I've said before during the year with the nuns, his line. But this Reb Yaakov was on the plane. He was sitting, and he was flying with grandchildren. The grandchildren were constantly coming over. Zayd, is there anything I can get you? Is there anything I can do for you? Are you comfortable? There was a Friar Yid next to him who kept watching this. Eventually, the Friar Yid turned to Rabbi Yaakov and said, how are you zeichet to this? My grandkids don't talk to me. One talks to me only if I take him fishing or something, but they don't talk to me. Like, how is this? Let alone ask me what I need. So Rabbi Yaakov told him, I'll tell you, very poshut. Look, we believe that every generation prior to us and the generation is greater than the current generation. Go back many generations, they were much more holy, much greater. Going back to Maimir HaSinai. So there's tremendous respect. A grandson to a grandfather, two Dairis earlier. It's Niskatnu HaDairis. Every Dar, previous Dar, is greater than the later Dar. So there's respect. But you, Lishitaschem, you hold that you come from monkeys, evolution. So you're closer to a monkey than they are. That's why they don't respect you. That was Rabbi Yaakov's hasbar to this Friar Yid, a kaifer. Anyways, so apparently the censorships don't mind if you say that our ancient forefathers did wrong and are going to Gehenna. It's not us. So the censorship changed the Rashi. Heich lamdu umisayom ha'atikas taira. The ancient goyim. What's the taina they should have learned taira? So Rashi explains. Halai leinet stavu l'kaisvam shivim loshen. Ella lavai ulalaimda. I think that changes it. Kola raitza. The whole purpose of writing the Torah down on these stones in 70 languages is that they could come and learn it, whoever wants. Shleya pischon peh l'aysam ha'umay, or aysam ha'umas. It should be umas ha'aylam. They changed it again to aysam, to those goyim. There shouldn't be an excuse to the goyim, loymer, to say, how could we have learned Torah? We didn't have a chance like B'nai Yisrael. To take away that excuse, that's the whole tachlis. So Reb Shimon's tining, how could you cover the ksav, the writing, with plaster? And Rabbi Yehuda answered, Taisvis, the third Tais on the Amud, I'll learn it inside with you. Valdover zen is chatin gzardinum leber shochas. Vim taimer frek Taisvis. There already is a reason that they should be punished. Tepagle tibishas matan taira. Hashem went to every nation by Matan Torah and offered them the Torah. So they already their excuse is already taken away from Matan Torah. Matan Torah was, before in the Midbar, before this Har Gerizim Har Ebal. So they're already up a creek. So why do you need this extra? What's this for? V'yeshloimar da'inish ze gadol hu. This is greater. This is even a greater einish to them. They could have had it in their hands, in their language. They didn't want. So I just chap now, though. So it's more of an einish than the original by Maimon HaSinai. But you chap, Rabbi Isai, it's meyerdik. But they already failed that one at HaSinai. So they're already getting an einish. But it's nishkenu, it's not enough. Let's slam them again. Let's add even more. Wait a minute, we're being broadcast. I don't know who's listening. Hopefully we don't need censorships. Yeah, but they already failed, and they're getting X amount of einish. Yichap from Maimon HaSinai. This is not enough. It's more. And so there should be more of a taina. Now, Tois has another kasha. Umiyu tema. Va'omer b'perakama d'mesechta v'idazor da dayin yeshlam pischon peh. They still could have an excuse. Sheyoyru Klum kafisa leino har kegigis ki Yisrael? Did you force us like you forced Yisrael? Kofa leim har kegigis. He held the mountain over B'nai Yisrael and said, if you don't accept the Torah, you die. That's the famous, that the Kabbalah of Torah was Meira. Only by Achashverosh they accepted it again, Me'ava. They were forced. So they still have an excuse. The Gemara says that you Yidden were forced to accept the Torah. We weren't forced. How could our Gemara say, even with a double dose of a Nisayan, my Ben Arsinai and this new Nisayan, but Lemaisa, they still have an excuse. they were never forced. So the same excuse the Gemara says over there in Avodah Zarah for the Maimon Har Sinai event that they failed, they have the same excuse. Bnei Yisrael was forced, L'maisa, to accept the Torah. We weren't. So that's Toiz's Kasha. Okay. Rabbi, I'll just speak out here something very geshmak. L'maisa, Rabbi Yehuda answered the Kasha on him. How is there a tviya, a taina against the Goyim? Hashem gave them the understanding to scrape the plaster. L'maisa, though, why? Come on. Why plaster over the ksav? Why plaster over the ksav? By the way, you should know, I have... What? What is it? Someone had a... I have a shtickle chumish. I sometimes give if there's an oinig, an elzman, I don't remember. I don't think I spoke about it, but he's really where the psukim are here. But there is a whole shaila. How could they plaster over the words? Is that... Maybe that's called mechika. You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. And to cover... There's a tshuva kiveger about if they're reading the Sefer Torah on Shabbos and they found some wax over the words in the Torah. Is that called nimchak or not? So there's the Torah puzzle. And on Shabbos, are you allowed to take off the wax from the klaf? But is that called erased, nimchak, with a wax on that letter? So it's a shaila if that's called erasing Hashem's name is a whole mechik. How could they? It was a hayra shah. I forgot now some of the tzadim. But akupanim, put that aside. Let's say it's not mechikas Hashem. Or let's say there's a special hayra at that time from Hashem to be mechik with the cover. What's the pshat? Well, ma'isa, what's the pshat? That it should be covered. So I'll tell you like this. There's a few pshatim. One is mitzad yeredeya, mitzad halacha. That is very geschmack, that you're not allowed to leave a sefer open. You're not allowed to leave Torah open. You have to close your Gemara if you're going away. You're not supposed to leave a sefer kodesh open. So they had to cover it. They wrote it on the rocks and it's exposed. Just like it says in Yeridei, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to leave a Torah open. It's considered a genai. So that's why they covered it. That's what some handle, some say. Maybe even the mucker is from here for that halacha. I believe there's someone says that that's the goof of the mucker. Why did they cover it with sid, with plaster? You're not supposed to keep Torah exposed. But there are other, easier pshat. One pshat is that it, I'm forgetting now maybe, which was the Mincha Saita has a pshat. But one pshat is actually it magnifies the taina on them because they had like an extra nace, the bina, dafka to plaster it, and then Hashem gave them special bina, and they still didn't do it. It's like even adds more to the einish. If it would have just been without plaster and exposed, okay, there would be a taina on them. But that it was covered, and Hashem went out of his way to give them a special bina to take off the plaster, and Hashem made a nace for them. And that's the lashon I think of. I'm forgetting if it's the Mincha Saita or a different achrin, that it was a nace. A guy to have bina yaseira is a nace. You know, it's a nace, and they still didn't do it. It's actually magdil the einish that they get. One second, it's eluding me now. There's a more posh pshat. I'm forgetting now why. Another pshat, poshet, why they covered it. But I'll tell you, we really have to move, I was very nispoil from this maral. The maral has kedarkei bakodesh, a more tifa pshat in the whole thing. The maral says like this, the reason it was covered with plaster is because really that's the correct symbol or tsura, that what? A Yiddish neshama can learn. Torah is chokhmas ha'elyon. It's not olam hazedik. It's something that the regular human seichel can't get. A Yiddish neshama can learn Torah, but a guy is not shayach. A guy is really it's mechusa mimenu. It's there's some sort of mechitza. A guy can't chap Torah. So the correct surah to write Torah in 70 languages is to cover it. It's kilu covered from them. Mechusa from them. They can't chap Torah. A gayish and nefesh. Can't understand Torah. So it should be like that. That's the morale says why it was covered. Then I have the next paragraph of the Maral. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, the Nes, the Bina Yesera, this was a one-time window of opportunity. Unbelievable. The Maral seems to be saying, the way I understand it, is if they would have chapped the Rhine and scraped off the plaster, their neshamas, their nefesh, would have been able to chap Torah. They had a one-time chance to be able to have the ability to chap Torah. If they would have taken off that plaster, Bina Yaseira, Naslam Wilmaid, V'loy Lamdu, that they could have had their nefesh be able to accept Torah. But they failed, they didn't. But anyways, that's a morale shot why it was covered, because that's really the metzias that a guy can't connect with Torah. But they had a one time in history shot at being able to reprogram their nefesh, to be able to chap Torah like a yid, if they would have only taken off that plaster, and they didn't. It's the maral. Okay, we got to move. Okay, so very good. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. They wrote it on the plaster. They wrote it on the stone and covered it with plaster. Reb Shimon's chaylik, Reb Shimon Oimer, al gabe sivka svur. On top of the plaster, they wrote the Torah. Now, the Brisa moves on. Reb Shimon continues. There's a second machlekes from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon continues. It's a whole different machlekes. The kosvu lahen lemata, under every. Wait, one second here. Hold on. Someone is calling. Under every column that they wrote, there's many columns when they wrote the Torah and Shivim Lashon on the stones. On the bottom of every Amud, they wrote a pasuk that is a message to the Goyim. V'kosvu lehen lemata, they wrote, Leman asher lo yilmedu eschem la'asayis kechol. The Torah warns, don't keep the Shiva Umos alive in Eretz Yisrael. You have to kill them, because otherwise, if you keep them alive in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to learn from their ways. You're going to learn from the Goyish ways, and you can't, so you have to get rid of them. Now, what's the point of that pasuk? So the point is, Hola Madita, it teaches you, Shemhayu Chayzrim Betshuva Hayu Mekablan Oysam. Now, listen carefully. It's a little complicated. So Rashi is a little marich to explain. It's Azoy. There's a chiyuv to kill out all the Shiva Umas, the seven nations that are in Eretz Yisrael, Leisachaya Kol Neshama. Reb Shimon holds, what if there are members of the Shiva Umas outside of Eretz Canaan, in Chutz La'aretz? They were living in Chutz La'aretz. We learned before inside, let's say they married a woman from the 63. So this Kanani is living in Chutz La'aretz. He now comes to Eretz Yisrael and he says, I want to be Megayer. I want to be Megayer. And I'll do everything you say. I won't do Avodah Zarah. I won't do bad things. I tell me everything I need to know. I'm going to be Megayer. Could we accept him? Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Umas Leisachai Kol Neshama. I should have said that. Even if they want to be Megayer, we don't accept Geirim from Shiva Ha'umos in Eretz Yisrael. You have to kill them. But this is the Shaila. What if one of the Shiva Umas comes, a member of the Shiva Umas comes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael and wants to be Megayer? Do we accept him or not? Reb Shimon holds we do. It's not on them, it's not Leisachaya Kol Neshama, because they were living in Chutz La'aretz and they're coming to accept the Torah and be Megayer. So, according to Reb Shimon, we wrote on the bottom of every Amud an important message. Yeah, kind of like, you know, when you, if you, an advertisement kind of keeps popping up, yeah, when you're trying to, like, you know, to read something, it's an important message. At bottom of every column is a message that, this is the message, that we have to kill the Shavumos, because otherwise we're going to learn from their mice, mashma, that if they accept the Torah and their Megayer, we will accept you, because then there's no reason to worry that we're going to learn from you if you accept the Torah. That's the message. Now, again, it doesn't apply to the goyim living in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, the Shavumas, but the ones for coming from outside, this is a message for them, that the only reason we killed your brothers in Eretz Yisrael is because we're going to learn from their ways. But if you're coming from Chutz La'aretz and you want to be Megayer, then we can accept you. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Yehuda is Chaylik, we'll see. Reb Shimon Oimer, again, Nochemol. V'kosvelen lemata, and they wrote under every column, leman asher lo yilmedu eschem lasis kechol holamadata. This is to teach everyone. Shimhayu chayzrim betshuva, if they would do tshuva. Again, members of the Shiva Umas that are in Chutz L'Eretz and come to Eretz Yisrael, and they want to be Megayer, Hayu Mekablen Aysan, we would accept them. We would accept them. Rabbi Yehuda argues, we'll see at the end of the Brayse, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Zion Umas, the Shiva Umas are the Shiva Umas. We can't accept them. It says, Leisechai Kol Neshama, even if they come from Chutz L'Eretz, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold we go in Chutz L'Eretz and kill them in Chutz L'Eretz. We only kill them in Eretz Yisrael, but the ones that are in Chutz L'Eretz, we cannot accept them. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Rabbi Yehuda holds we didn't write on the bottom such a thing. Anyways, it was covered with plaster, but we didn't write on the bottom or on the plaster anything like that, that we would accept them. Let's see Rashi, V'kosvu L'mata. V'kosvu L'mata, Milmata. B'soif adaf, at the end of the column, leman asher leyilmedu. So Rashi explains, le'el mineksiv, right before that, the psukim say, ki hachreim acharimim, I'll destroy the Zion, the Shiva Umas, v'dover zek kosvu lamata. This pasuk, they wrote below, lo'idia l'shiva Umas, hayoshvim chutz migvulei, it should be migvulei Eretz Yisrael, Zokter Rashi, that to make known to the Shiva Umas that are living outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Shlein Itztavul Achrimim, Ela Eisen Shebetoich Gvulim, Nitztavul Achrim, that we're not commanded to destroy you, only the ones inside are Gvulim. Kedei Shel Yilmedoi Sanu Maiseim Mekom. The reason we're mitzuvah to kill the ones inside is because we shouldn't learn from their terrible Maiseim. But you that live outside, if you're chayzer b'tshuva, means, actually, I'm sorry, I think Rashi means chayzer b'tshuva, I just chap, is not to be megayer, it's to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, to behave, to be, not necessarily to be megayer, but it's the same din, lemaisa. We don't accept geirus from the shiva umas in Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rav Shimon, we would. But I don't think you need to say, even if they're not being megayer, they're just mekabel to keep the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. I think that's what it means, chayzer metshuva, now I realize. Mekabel eschem, we will accept you. Ushebetoicha ein mekabelin. But the ones inside Eretz Yisrael, we cannot accept. Shemacham as yirois. Now what's the difference? So if they come to accept, we're also not going to learn from them. No. Because the ones inside, Zokt Rashi, are scared for their lives. The ones inside are, we're coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael. We're killing the Goyim. They're scared for their lives, so it's not sincere. Even if they say they'll behave, we don't buy it. Because it's mitoich yira that they're doing it. But the ones outside have like a migu. We're not going to attack them. They have no reason to fear us. So if they come, we assume they're sincere. So we could accept them. And again, it's lav dafka geiris, they have to be mekabel. It's just keeping the Zion, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's from Shimon Shita. So that was the advertisement on the bottom. Basically, Bekitzer, again, the pasuk on the bottom is saying the Shiva Umas in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to learn from you bad things. We have to kill you. Mashma, that if we're not going to learn bad things, now the ones in Eretz Yisrael we know are not sincere. Even if they say they'll behave, we don't trust them. But the ones outside have no reason to be afraid, and they come and say they're sincere, then avada, we're not going to learn from them. We take them seriously, and we're able to be mekabel them. That's Rav Shimon. Okay. And Rav Shimon goes on to explain. The Gemara goes on to explain Rav Shimon. Amar Rava Bar Shila. My time of Rav Shimon. What's the reason of Rav Shimon to do this? Dechsiv Ahayu Amim. I'm sorry, it goes going back on the first Machlaikas, Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Shimon that on top of the plaster, what's the reason, what's the makar? How does Rav Shimon know that we wrote the Torah B'Shiv Lashon on top of the plaster on the stones? Dechsiv, because it says in Navi, Vayu Amim Misrafaisid, the nations, the Goyim, are burnings of plaster. What does that mean? Al iske said they're gonna burn in Gehenna because of the plaster. So Rav Shimon feels that's a mucker to him. According to Rabbi Huda, they wrote the Torah on the stones and happened to cover it with plaster. I guess you wouldn't say that they're going to burn in Gehenna when they failed this Nisoyon, that they're going to burn because of the plaster. It bothers me a little, because you could say that Hashem gave them a Bina Yisera to uncover the plaster, but still, I don't think the plaster was just a hindrance, a ikuv. They're supposed to get rid of that. So it's not that they're going to burn because of the plaster. I think that's, Reb Shimon looks at this pasuk in Novi as a mucker to him, that the Torah was written on the plaster, so they're going to burn in Gehenna because of the plaster that was the cloth of the Torah that they should have learned from. So they're going to burn because of the plaster. Rabbi Yehuda. So how does Rabbi Yehuda, though, learn this pasuk of burning because of plaster? So he holds the pasuk's not saying they're going to burn because of the plaster. The taka going to burn because of the stones that the Torah was written on. What does it mean here that they are burnings of plaster? Ki sid, it's just comparing the goyim to plaster. Masid ein leitakona elas reifa, plaster. There's no way to get it, to make it. That's what takana here means. There's no way to obtain plaster but through burning. The way they made plaster in those days was you need to burn limestone to get lime, which was made into plaster. So masid ein le takana. Masid ein le takana el esreifa. The only way to get plaster is through an oven burning. It was changed. It should be umas ha'olam. The censorship again changed it to kusim. Af oisam umas ha'olam ein lahem takana elasreifa. The takana is only the only way for them is Gehenim. The only path for them is Gehenim. Just like the only way to get plaster is through fire, they're all going. The only way for them is through Gehenna. There's nothing for them except going through Gehenna. So Reb Shimon learns. So Reb Shimon learns that that it means that they're going to burn because of the Torah written on the plaster that they didn't learn. Reb Yehuda holds it's just comparing the goyim to plaster, just like plaster needs sreifa to obtain it. The goyim. Their only tikkun is through Gehenim because of what they've done. Okay. Zokt Rashi al Iske Sid, the first wide line in Rashi. Sha Torah nichtav alav. The Torah was written on the plaster. Vaisa megulu lefneihem, and it was open to them to come and learn it. V'lo yilamdu, and they didn't learn it. Now let's finish up here this part. Zokt Gemara. Kiman az loha detanya. Like who is it going the following braisa? Vishavisa shivyoi. When you fight, now this is goyim in chutz la'aretz. If you remember from Kiseitze, Melchemes Rishus, the first Rashi, but Melchemes Rishus, that if you want to add on to Eretz Yisrael, you want to conquer outside Eretz Yisrael, you could take captives, but inside Eretz Yisrael, you can't. So Vishavisa shivyoi, we're talking about outside, conquering outside the Gevulim of Eretz Yisrael, you take captives. It's an extra Vishavisa Shivyoi Lerabis Knanim Shabachutz Eretz. Knanim, the Shiva Umas that are residing in Chutz Eretz, that you could take them. Shem Chayzer B'Tshuva Mekablen Oysam, that if they accept the Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noach sincerely, you could accept them. You don't have to kill them. That's the Braisa, Stam Braisa, Kiman, Lamed Vav Amin Aleph, Kiman, who is that like? Reb Shimon. That's like Reb Shimon. That we, as we learned. Look at the last words of the top Rashi, Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. Aval Reb Yehuda, Kulon Bechlal Loisachaya. Budos, they're all in Loisachaya Kona Shaman. Now, this is a little misleading. Rashi doesn't mean, according to Reb Yehuda, you kill them in Chutz La'aretz. He means if they were to come into Eretz Yisrael, then we have to kill it. We only kill them in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi means they're also in Leisachaya, Kol Neshama, that if they come, even if they accept the Zion, whatever they accept, even if they're trying to be Megayer, whatever they do, it's Leisachaya, Kol Neshama, the minute they step foot in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. We don't accept them. So it comes out two totally different machlekesim. I'm sure if they're in the same Braisa, there must be some connection, but It seems two totally different machlekes in Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda. One, was the Torah written straight on the stones and covered with plaster, or was the Torah written on the plaster? The other one, Shiva Umas that are outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, that want to come and live properly, accepting the Zion Mitzvah Ve'Noyach, do we accept them or not into Eretz Yisrael? Do we accept them or not? The Nafkamina is, according to Reb Shimon, that we do. We advertise that. It's interesting that we would advertise that, because we never promote even Geirus. I mean, I don't know, but they advertise that under every column. They wrote a pasuk that's mashma that way. According to Reb Yehuda, they didn't write on the bottom of every column such a pasuk, because it's not true. Lefi Reb Yehuda. So there's a little weiter. Five, ten more minutes is weiter. Zog the Gemara. Boy Ray, come and see. This is the continuation. It's been a very long brisa. Boy Ray, kama nisim nasu b'isa yoim. Going back to Kriyas Yarden, how many nisim we were zeicha to on that day? And again, in about two some weeks, we're going to have the anniversary of this Yud Nisan, the 10th of Nisan, they crossed the Yarden. All these nisim happened. Number one, Avru Yisrael Yarden, the actual crossing of the Yarden, a huge nes, as we learned. Ubol Hagrizim Varevel, number two, they came to Hagrizim Varevel, Yeser Mishisha Mil, it's 60 mil away. In the same day, that's what the Mefarshim explained, in the same day, they had Kfitza Saderech, they crossed the Yarden, and then they went all the way across Eretz Yisrael. Yes, the Mefarshim explained, this price is like Rabbi Yehuda on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that the Hargrizim Re'evo are rachuk from the Yarden, across from Eretz Yisrael, not like the other Tana that they was close by. Across, so they crossed Eretz Yisrael, more than 60 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. We usually say it's about point seven of a mile, like almost three quarters of a mile. So 60 mil. So you do the math, about what, 45 miles or something. All of Klal Yisrael, Anosh and Noshav and Taf, in the same day, traversed Eretz Yisrael to Hagrizim Varevel. That was a nes. Another nes, number three, Vein kol ber yechol amid b'fneihem. No guy was able to stand up against them. Any guy that tried to, here they're blitzkrieging through Eretz Yisrael, you would think they're the guy. Any guy that tried to stand up against them couldn't. Another fourth nes, v'kol amid b'fneihem. Whoever did try, miyad nitras. Lost the control of their bowels, couldn't control their body. Any guy that did stand up against them lost their bowel control. Shenemar, es emosi ashalach v'necha, tremendous fear. Ema, I'm sending in front of you. Hashem says that the guy will be terrified of you. V'amosi es kol ha'am asher tovu b'hem, and I will mix up and confuse. The understanding is their bowel movements. I will mess them up. Anyone that comes, that you come across. V'oimer tipol aleihem emosav afachad. Yeah, Rabbi said, Agav, I heard a meir dikab shah. I didn't hear this. You'll be zeichet to hear it at a younger age. I didn't hear this till a few years ago. Unbelievable. Pshat, I don't know who says it, but pshat in Baal Pa'ar. You have an avayt zara that the avayt is to go to the bathroom in front of it. Where does that come from? So, meir dikab shah. Originally, the Goyim, that wasn't the Avoda. The Goyim served Baal Par with such Ema and Pachad. They had such fear from what they thought was their God that they sometimes lost Baal. They went to the bathroom. They a tremendous awe from their gods. They lost control. Over the Dairus, they also had a Neskatnu HaDairus. They forgot about the the fear, the Avoda. They just kept that up, going to the bathroom. It's the snapshot that the Avoda was, going to the bathroom. The Avoda, because of the Eima and Pachad, the original ones, the Miyastim, you know, of the Avoda Zorah, had such... And this is what's left, just the going to the bathroom without the whole Avoda. That's pshat and Balfour Murdy. Anyways, the Goyim here, you see, tremendous Eima, Pachad, that they lost their bowel control when they stood up against Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so those are the nisim. There's one more nes in a few lines from now. Zog the Gemara, the Braisa continues. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. There's a double lashon in Ozi Yashir, Ad Yavaram Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, about crossing into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara darshins, the Braisa darshins, Ad Yavaram Hashem Zu Biyarishayna. This is the first time coming into Eretz Yisrael. Ar Kriyas Yarden, in the days of Yeshua, the first entering Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavaram Zukanisa is a nevuah. Zubi Ashnia, the second coming in the days of Ezra, after the 70 years of Golus, Bavel, after the first Beis HaMikdash, the re-entrance, it's a nevuah for that. And there's a hekesh between the two. Emar Me'ata, you would say from here, the fact that they're in the same pasuk, Ruyan Hayu Yisrael Le'osus Lehem Neis Bibi Ashnia Kibirishayna. The original plan, what was supposed to be, was in the days of Ezra, they were going to have Nisim Gluyim when they're coming in to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Nisim, just like they had in the days of Yeshua, as we're now learning with Kriyas Yarden. They were supposed to have Meiradik and Nisim in the days of Ezra. That's the Hekesh. But what happened? El Shagara Machet. Their Averis caused it to be bottle. And as we know, Rashi, the same Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet, Rashi explains there, they came in the days of Ezra completely meshubid, to the Goyim, was it Daryovash the second, Achashverosh's son, Kairish, paying taxes to the Goyisha governments. They came in like sheep in the days of Ezra, completely controlled by the Goyim, instead of tremendous Nisim that they were supposed to have because of Shema Yigra Machet. Now, what Chet is this Gemara referring to that caused the lack of Nisim in the second coming into Eretz Yisrael? So, Rashi here says something. Let's learn Rashi. Be a Rishayna b'mei Yeshua in the days of Yeshua. Be a Shniya b'mei Ezra. Le'yosis lem neis. They were supposed to have a tremendous neis. La'alois b'zroya. To go into Eretz Yisrael with a strong arm. V'lo'yu mishtabdim l'malchus. And without being meshubed to the Goyisha government. But that didn't happen. El shagarim chetam shal Yisrael b'mei bayis rishon. Rashi learns the same chet, the same averis they did that caused the churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. This is unbelievable. The same averis, which Chazal say, sinas chinam is the second Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say is gilei raya, shvichas dama, vaydazara, different averis, what caused the first churban. Whatever averis caused the first churban, the churban itself wasn't enough to completely erase those averis. Isn't that unbelievable? The churban bayis rishon with 70 years of galus wasn't enough to clear up those averis. There was still some left that caused this. Unbelievable. The original averis that caused the churban bayis rishon caused the churban, the galus, and the lack of Nisim in their re-entrance to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi learns. I didn't have a chance to look on the side of my Gemara Brachas. I have more Marmakut. There's a Machlekes. I believe Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz, learns differently. It's a different Aveir. I think Achreinim Taina on Rashi. Those Aveiras were taken care of by the Churban. Tremendous Yisurim by the Churban. The Toichacha, the tremendous suffering, the Churban by Yisrishon. Those Aveiras are gone. It's a new Aveira that caused the lack of Nisim. What is it? I remember one side is, some learn, a lot of Yidden didn't come up with Ezra. You know that, right? A lot of Yidden were happy and content in Bavel. Didn't come up with Ezra. That was a Taina. Even, it's interesting, on those that did, but they didn't get their Nisim. We're all Arvus. They didn't get the Nisim because of the ones that stayed. There's also another tzad. It says in Navi that some of them did averis. They married nachrios. They married shiksas at that time. Some of them married koyas. That was the aver. Okay, Akoponim Rashi learns it was the original averis that brought the churban. Also calls this shema gara machet. They were supposed to get the nisim in the second coming in Eretz, or they didn't. Now the Braisa continues in the list of Nisim, and then after traveling 60 mil to get to Hagriz and Abel, they carried with them the stones from the Yarden. Ubanos haMizbeach, they built the Mizbeach by Har Abel. V'sadu b'sid, they plastered with a plaster. V'kosvalim is kol divrei haTorah b'shem Loshon, and they wrote the whole Torah in 70 languages. Shenemer ba'er hetiv means very clear. V'helu oilus u'shlamim, and they brought karbanos, oilus and shlamim. V'achlu v'shasu v'samchu, and they ate and drank and had simcha. Ubarchu v'kol, they did the brachas and klolus, of course. V'kibulus avonim, and they took apart the stones. Ubo, they traveled v'lanu b'Gilgal. They went all the way back to Gilgal, which is near the Yarden, the east of Eretz Yisrael, and they stayed overnight in Gilgal. That Rabbi said, this is understood. The Ben Yoyada at least explains this is a fifth nes in the list, that they were able to do all this all in one day by Shkia, all in one day. And Yud Nisan is not even a long summer day. Yud Nisan is the spring, equal 12 hours night, 12 hours day. They were able to do this, cross the Yarden, go to Har Gerizim Evel, build a Mizbeach, plaster it, write the whole Torah in the 70 languages, bring karbanos, eat, drink, and be besimcha, take apart the stones and carry them and go to Gilgal, all that in one day, a tremendous kvitzas aderech. I wonder if we, I just felt the Rayan and Gup, I just thought of, I wonder if we have a little shirayim of that nace, of stewing so much in one day. 4 days before Pesach, Yud Nisan, look at your mothers. Look at what's going on in the home. Maybe we have a little shirayim of that nace, of doing so much in one day. Yeah, so you could tell your mothers if they get a little worried when it comes to Yud Nisan. Today, we got this. Today, we're gonna do a million things, because this was the anniversary of doing a million things that we still have a little kayach, a little shefa of that nace, maybe. I don't know if your mothers are like this. Just keep it among ourselves. Yeah. That they have the kayach, they could do everything today. I don't know. It's just, might not go over so well. Yeah. Shenemar, as it says, Vavarta Moisom Imchem, you shall bring the stones with you, Vinachta Moisom Bamaloin, and put them in the place you're finally going to go to sleep that night. Yochol B'chol Maloin Maloin, I might think they have to carry the stones everywhere they go, every night, wherever they go, and set them up. Talmud Loimer Asher Talina Bo Halayla, just that first night in Gilgal. Uksiv Es Shtei Mesre Avonim Eil Asher Loklu. Fine. The pasuk, it doesn't bring the rest of the pasuk. I mean, the pasuk finishes. Asher lokel min hayarden hekem Yeshua ba Gilgal. They set it up in Gilgal, dafka in Gilgal. Okay, all right, very good. Rabbi said we're going to give here a 15-minute break. I'll keep the system on. I'll take off my headset. You can schmooze, and I might just want to finish the Bekiyas after the break till the two dots already, and then we'll do Ian after that. Okay, so very good. About 11:26, Mitzvah Shem, we'll start.